American Family News, I'm Rusty Pugh. President-elect Donald Trump appearing at the New York Stock Exchange this morning to ring the opening bell.
There it is. Wow.
This as he receives Time Magazine's Man of the Year Award for the second time.
This is an honor, a tremendous honor. I brought some of our compatriots along with us. They're going to do a beautiful job for you for the next 4 years. And it's really been something very special. And I have to say, Time Magazine getting this honor for the second time. I think I like it better this time, actually. Because, but we did a good job. We had a great first term, despite a lot of turmoil caused unnecessarily.
Today, every police chief in the state of New Jersey is invited to attend a joint briefing with state police and DHS about the increasing drone sightings across the state. So far, the Pentagon hasn't provided any answers. Retired Army General Anthony Tata says it is disturbing to see a lack of concern about unidentified drones in U.S. airspace.
There's just sort of a lack of concern. You think of the loss of trust, faith, and confidence in the FBI, the DOD, Homeland Security, the intel community. Think of all the misses the intel community has had from Afghanistan, Taliban, to Russia, Ukraine, to Israel. And so what are they missing here, and what are they not telling us? And the good news is that, you know, President Trump has picked, you know, Pete Hegseth to come into DOD and Governor Noem into DHS, Cash into FBI, Tulsi Gabbard into the intel community. Great picks that are going to restore trust, faith, and confidence.
Incoming Trump border czar Tom Homan says, come January 21st, there will be ICE agents in Chicago and other cities looking for gang members and criminals.
If your Chicago mayor doesn't want to help, he can step aside. But if he impedes us, if he knowingly harbors and conceals an illegal alien, I will prosecute him.
President Trump is heading into a second term and seems more focused and a little less volatile than the first time around, according to a pastor who was one of his spiritual advisors in his first term. Steve Jordahl has more.
In 2016, Donald Trump blew into Washington like a bull in a china shop, intent on cleaning up the town and kicking the deep state to the curb. But his every move was met with resistance, and he was too new to Washington to know who to trust. Dr. Robert Jeffress of First Baptist Dallas says this time around, he's ready.
I think he is just as intent on fulfilling his agenda as he's ever been. But I think after the experience he's had in the Oval Office, I think he has probably learned some things that he is going to put into practice.
He says the 2016 campaign had an evangelical board of advisors, which was disbanded after he won. But Jeffress was one of the several evangelicals that continued to have the president's ear and provided spiritual counsel when requested. He still talks to President Trump and is ready if called on again.
There is no official board of evangelicals for a White House consulting. It's more informal. And I have talked to him recently. He's in great spirits.
Jeffress is especially pleased with some of President Trump's cabinet picks, with one in particular hitting the mark.
Who could be better as ambassador to Israel than Governor Huckabee? I mean, Governor Huckabee understands the geopolitical reasons that America should support Israel, but he also is cognizant of the biblical basis for supporting Israel.
I'm Steve Jordahl.
And finally, companies were paying a lot more than expected last month. More from Jenny Casola.
The producer price index rose 0.4% from October to November. It's twice as much as economists were forecasting. The PPI measures the cost of things at the wholesale level for the year ending in November. The reading is also higher than predicted at 3%. Excluding food and energy, the core PPI rose 0.2% as expected, but the core PPI on an annual basis was up 3.4%. Ginny Cosola, Fox News.
More news online at AFN.net and the AFN mobile app. I'm Rusty Pugh.